Governor Charlie Baker has put out a call for Massachusetts manufacturing companies to help make much-needed personal protective equipment, PPE. One of the first businesses to answer the call is 99 Degrees in Lawrence. Brennan Ann Schneider is the founder and CEO of the company, and she joined the governor at a news conference yesterday.
I'm proud to be a U.S. manufacturer and a Massachusetts manufacturer. I'm proud of my team and our willingness to put down everything and dedicate ourselves to this response and to our team's health and safety.
Schneider has also been checking in throughout the coronavirus crisis with WBUR's Callum Borchers. Cal is here now to share some of their conversations about what it's like for a factory to respond to a public health emergency. Hi, Cal.
Hey there, Bob.
So first of all, tell us a bit about Schneider's company, 99 Degrees. I take it that PPE is not its usual line of business?
No, 99 Degrees usually makes athletic apparel for other brands. And the first time I spoke with Schneider early last month, she actually thought the coronavirus outbreak might lead to some extra business because apparel companies were having supply chain problems in Asia. And that had them looking for alternatives closer to home.
We've just had a lot of inquiries from brands that either have worked with us and have grown and have a combination of work overseas and domestically and want to, you know, use the domestic option to fill in the gaps. So for brands that are already working with us and they might want to increase their U.S. production to offset what they're losing overseas, I mean, that makes sense. And we're able to do that. That said, I can also say that we've had delays in our own supply chain, you know, trim, zippers, things like that, that are being sent from Asia.
So there were some challenges in that early stage, Bob, but overall, Schneider sounded pretty optimistic that her company was going to thrive.
So I gather that things obviously changed pretty quickly because not long after that, Governor Baker ordered all non-essential businesses like 99 Degrees to close their doors.
That's right, and I spoke with Schneider again on the day the governor delivered that order. Now, this was March 23rd, and by this time, she had already started thinking about adapting her factory to produce some kind of personal protective gear. And I could really sense her urgency, Bob, because she knew the demand was really high, and all of a sudden, converting the factory into an essential service was the only way that it could stay open.
Things are changing in real time, right? We're getting calls all day from hospitals and doctors and brands and the state's emergency response team just trying to figure out how we can help. You know, one of the things that I'm weighing right now is it's an ethical question of, you know, being open and therefore putting my team at risk and also the community at risk by having manufacturing open. We have a very strong, very loyal, very committed team. And I know that if I make a decision that many people will follow. And so my first gut check has to be what is right for my team in this moment. And then second, of course, what is right for the broader community. I mean, we have to respond and be helpful. And we're in a position where we can be.
So once she decided to do this pivot and stay open, Bob, Schneider says that the company had to figure out what it could make and what it could make quickly because the needs are immediate.
So then 99 Degrees settled on making medical gowns, and Schneider, the CEO, displayed one of those blue gowns during her appearance with Governor Baker yesterday.
Right, and it makes sense since this is an apparel company. Here's Schneider again describing why that's so important.
This is not the time to learn and make mistakes. This is the time to use what you know and do it well. And still, there's a lot of learning. I mean, to learn all these FDA regulations, to line up a supply chain of these materials, right, is a completely different supply chain than we're typically working in.
But what about the question she posed, Cal, of keeping her workers safe even as they make this medical protective equipment?
Yeah, it's something she definitely worries about, Bob. And she says the company has tried to take some new measures aimed at keeping those workers healthy.
We've created a bunch of movies about different ways that we're creating social distance. So there's small films, just maybe a minute or two each, that show how we're going to be entering into the facility. We have a new process. Everyone lines up in the door, and then we have marks throughout the entire factory through all of our aisles, so no one can be closer than 6 feet. And so that includes when they're coming in to get their temperature taken and move to punching in. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but the truth is I've had requests in the last few days. Like, people will call and say, we need 2 million in the next 2 weeks. We need 20 million over the next XYZ weeks. The demand is unreal. And it's hard to, I mean, we're doing the best we can to scale as fast as we can.
even scaling as fast as they can, Bob. Schneider says that 99 Degrees can produce 500,000 or maybe 1 million gowns in a month. That's a big help, of course, but it won't keep up with the demand. So the takeaway from the experience of this company in Lawrence may be that it'll take more manufacturers doing the same thing to produce as much PPE as this coronavirus crisis requires.
Cal, let me ask you one more question. Is she looking ahead to when the crisis ends? Could this be part of the company's permanent line of products?
Well, that seems unlikely to me, Bob, because making medical gowns is such a departure from what they typically do. There is some overlap in the skill set required of the workers, but it requires different machines. And it's just not something that she has a lot of manufacturing space for. You know, it's a relatively small factory in Lawrence, about 150 workers altogether. And unless they expanded their facility, it doesn't seem likely that this could be a long-term play for them. But on the other hand, this was the only way for them to stay open. So at least in the short run, she feels like this was the smart business move and also just the right thing to do for the broader community.
Okay, WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you, Bob.